KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
John Fugler joins us. He's the Chief Content Officer and at TWR and Director of Mission 66. Of course, you've been very familiar listening at 9:30 every weekday morning. John, thanks for taking the time today.
Steve, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, for those who haven't heard, we've been mentioning it. Today at 9:30 earlier this morning was our final airing for the time being. Who knows what God will end up doing down the road, but for the time being, Mission 66 is pulling off of radio here in America, and actually, John, I hesitate to say off radio because I know TWR being worldwide, and I'll let you cover that. But for those who won't be hearing it delivered via FM signal around New Mexico, they will be able to find the podcast, and we'll get to details about how to do that. But John, if you could just let us know, maybe a little bit about the genesis of Mission 66, I forget actually if it was around before we started airing it, what brought it to KLYT and where it's headed.
Oh, Steve, it's Mission 66 has been around for several years, and English is actually not the first language that it's the third language, fourth, maybe even the fifth language that Mission 66 has been created and broadcast in. It actually started in Portuguese in Brazil. Bible scholar Luiz Seau put this together, scripted it, and began broadcasting it in Brazil. And it caught on so well because of the solid teaching and the conversational approach and just coming alongside the listener that TWR worked in partnership with Dr. Seau, and we're bringing it to other languages and Spanish, English, Indonesian, African French. We're looking at Russian and Arabic as well. So it really is a global ministry to bring Bible teaching, especially in areas around the world that has so little of it.
Yeah, and we joined John Matthews' teaching. Of course, he's welcomed onto the broadcast each day from Esther Sisulu, the host of the broadcast. We joined it in the New Testament several months ago and ended up, through Revelation and now John back in Genesis. Especially for those that are familiar with the teaching of Skip Heitzig, who Wednesday nights goes verse by verse through the Bible, which is it's kind of what Calvary Chapels were, birthed out of, was that verse by verse teaching that Chuck Smith did years ago in Costa Mesa. But I love this, that people can tune in and now log on to TWR.org and follow along each day, a chapter or two in scripture with John Matthews. And let me give the URL, although I'm going to give it for the next month, we'll have it on our homepage at klyt.fm, where if you want to follow along, continue to do that with Mission 66, you'll be able to just click on a banner and continue listening. But you can always go to the address, twr.org/programs/mission-66-global. Unless, John, you've got a shorter URL that is easier to remember.
Let me help you out here, Steve. I do have something shorter. Mission66.org. We've got it forwarded to the right spot for people to listen to each day's episode as it comes up. So yeah, mission66.org, and also on all the podcast apps. So wherever you catch your podcasts, we've got it there as well. So it's digitally, it's well distributed. So mission66.org or any podcast app.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if you're looking for it where you listen to your favorite podcast, yeah, just do a search for Mission 66. Love that, mission66.org, and then watch for the banner at klyt.fm, at least through the month of October. As I mentioned, John, TWR doing so much more than Mission 66 and a global reach. I mean, you touched on it. Can you expand on some of what TWR continues to do?
Sure. TWR was founded 70 years ago to reach people who have no access or little access to the gospel, areas that are resistant to the gospel. And we've grown over the decades to over 200 languages where we broadcast the good news, Bible teaching, evangelism programs, content for the Muslim world, and lots of programming for unreached people groups. So when we think about what Mission 66 does, it's not an evangelistic program, but it is, the word of God never returns void. And what we're seeing is people who have very little knowledge of the Bible are coming in and hearing it. Some of these parts of the world, like Cuba and Venezuela, Indonesia, getting great response from there as well. And they're seeing that Mission 66 is their daily teaching that they have. They don't have access to much. And so this is why it's so strategic. And it fits right into what TWR's goal is, to produce lasting fruit using media, radio, online, video. So it is the global ministry of TWR that Mission 66 is a part of.
Yeah, and you know, if you go to the website at TWR.org, just scroll down on that homepage. It's nice that you can always kind of keep up the latest news, testimonials about how the radio broadcasts Mission 66, and I know that there's a short feature available as well, but some of those testimonials are powerful. Did you have any of those, John, you wanted to share specifically?
Well, I'm thinking of Mission 66, and I was looking through some of the comments we're getting from parts of the world. South Africa, for instance, there's a listener who wrote, if all pastors could explain the Bible the way this pastor has been explaining Mark chapter 9, I could have long abandoned my sinful way of living. And so,
yeah,
that one really hit me. And then from Venezuela, and if you know, Venezuela is in such a huge turmoil right now, and poverty, and it's just a bad place right now. That's hard for people. And so whenever they can get a hold of God's word and hope, this one journalist from Venezuela said, I'm 23 years old, listening to your program. There's been a profound change in my life. I was desperate and discouraged with no desire to live, but thanks to God, I believed in Jesus and you were the channel to help me make that decision. And he goes on to say, please send me the booklet on Matthew. So he's listening in Spanish, our South African listener listening in English. And so when we see comments like that, we realize that there's very little access to Bible teaching in some of these countries. You may, listeners may be wondering, well, why are you discontinuing in the United States and North America? It's because just resources, people, finances, everything that it takes to bring Mission 66 to the world, we realized that we were just spreading ourselves too thin and that we needed to focus where God originally called us, and that's to the world. Yes, we're continuing with the podcast and on the website, but it was becoming too big for us to manage, especially as we expand the languages of Mission 66, and we wanted to renew our focus to the least reached and unengaged and those who have very little access to God's word around the world. So thank you to you and to the KLYT family for being a part of our program, our broadcast family, and we're grateful for the way that you've been behind this since we started in English, back when we began the New Testament. You were there with us.
Well, it's actually, we're humbled to be included as a co-laborer in this, John, and honored really to have been able to participate with TWR. I do want to make sure the listener takes time not only to find that podcast at mission66.org, And share it with others. And listen, maybe you're listening. John, I didn't talk to you about trying to recruit for you, but let's see if we can, you know, you never know who's listening. There's opportunities for people interested in ministry. You may be a perfect fit for some of the opportunities you'll find on the website at twr.org. The top, tabs include Give, which, of course, you can prayerfully consider financial gifts. And Serve is the second one. Some opportunities there. And as I look there for administrative assistants, missionary administrative assistants, and representatives. And listen, the third one featured on that page, you know, being in terrestrial radio, I've done it for decades, finding a good engineer to go out to the antenna site and, you know, do work at the transmitter, boy, you are fortunate if you have a good crew to do that. And we're blessed to have a good crew. However, imagine, you know, in remote areas, how difficult it might be to find someone qualified to do that. And that's someone else that they're looking for. But anything else on the website, John, you want to call attention to the listener as we kind of put a bow on our conversation?
Well, as you talk about people who want to serve in missions these days, you can do it from where you're at. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest needs we have are those who can help us in the digital and social media space. When we enter into conversations with listeners, it's done a lot digitally and through messaging, and it is a huge job to follow up with listeners and to engage with them and to continue to engage with them. And we're looking for people who can help in that engagement with listeners, and also to get the word out about programs like Mission 66 and other programs that we have on the social media channels, to be able to do that on a daily basis. And so we're looking for those who want to help on a volunteer basis. I'm looking for folks within Mission 66 who would like to reach people around the world with this program digitally and engage with those listeners and to promote the program on social media. So perhaps you want to volunteer, if you want to come on full time as one of our missionaries, that's welcome too. But that's a direct need I know of. These days, we need folks who are digital natives, especially, that can help us in this area.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with John Fugler, the Chief Content Officer and Director of Mission 66. And as I mentioned already, we'll have a banner through the month of October on the homepage at klyt.fm, where you can click on it and find Mission 66, or you can just simply in your browser type in mission66.org and search for Mission 66 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. John, so much appreciate the work Mission 66 has done for decades, what you've done there for a time, and God willing, continue to do for a very long time. So much appreciate it. And open invite. You know, we'd always welcome TWR back on to remind our listeners where they can engage.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you for your partnership and your ministry heart. Your station is touching lives. People are coming into relationship with Christ and growing in that relationship. There's such a spiritual hunger these days.
Well, thanks again, John. And hey, stick around the remainder of the hour. Our Friday financial update is usually a single segment, but the rest of the show today with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. He's the president of John Moore Associates and a Kingdom advisor. We've got great content on the way, and we'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect.